having recorded 40 plus albums now, is it always sort of a nice feeling like, ah, this project's done, I'm talking about it, I'm playing it, that, oh yeah, it's a process that I'm looking through?
Well, you know, I'm always happy when it's done. Recording can be tedious and difficult, and it's not the same as performing. I love live performance, and that's still where the music really lives, and where I get the most joy. Recording, you're trying to emulate that. And actually, there are some advantages, because you can do it over and again until you get it right, and you can actually strive for things that... and you know, if you know what you want to strive for, you can really go for it. So there are definitely advantages to recording, but it's not always pleasurable, because it's you don't have the audience, you don't have that automatic atmosphere which you get in live performance. You have to create it, and after 40 albums or so, I think I've started to learn, you know, how to maximize the advantages and try to make it feel like a live performance.
I hadn't realized you hadn't recorded the Scottish Fantasy. I know you've played it a lot. Is it nice to have it down now and recorded?
Yeah, I mean, I actually grew up with the Scottish Fantasy, only listening to it and the early recordings of Heifetz and others. I always loved the piece, but I actually didn't perform it until about 10 years ago. So it's actually new in a way. And finally, after about 10 years of playing it and living with it, I thought now is the time to do it with my orchestra, the Academy St. Martin in the Fields. And I just love that piece. I mean, it's just, I've always adored it, but now getting to play it and direct it at the same time, it's just it's a blast.
It's funny, Bruch evidently hadn't been to Scotland yet when he wrote it, but his library had all these great tunes. Was it something fun to go, oh yeah, I kind of recognize this, and to bring those out?
Well, I mean, it's not like the tunes are things I grew up with exactly, but the style, I mean, he kind of took these tunes that he had and sort of made them his own, but you certainly feel the Scottish element, and it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of fun to try to strike the right mood with these different tunes. It's a little folkish, but it's also classical, so you have to kind of find the right way to approach it, at least for yourself personally. And I connect really with this music. I feel it very deeply. It means a lot to me, this music. The music is never cheap or cheesy, or it's every note is meaningful in this piece.
The orchestration is so brilliant. I mean, it's a full, and I mean, you get the trombone's going to have a bit of fun, and that last movement, such importance with the harp. It had to be a real blast to do it with your orchestra.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if you play with a great orchestra, it needs a good orchestra. And for me, the Academy is tops, and my relationship with them has been so wonderful. So, and when I direct it, I get to really delve as deeply as I want and into detail and how I imagine the orchestra sounding. There's a lot to work with. There's great colorful elements, you know, for the harp, which is unusual for a violin concerto. You don't get a lot of harp in those pieces, and the brass. I mean, right from the beginning, you have this sort of funereal chorale at the beginning that starts off the piece, and it's amazing textures throughout. So it's it really is a masterpiece, as is the G minor concerto, but everybody knows that. It's one of the most performed pieces in the repertoire. But I thought the two pieces together makes a disc.
I was stunned that the Bruch was one of the, you know, your first recording with the Academy and Neffel. Was it, do you think back about that and that time and then now recording it again?
I mean, it feels like a lifetime ago. It was 30 years ago when I first recorded that piece with Sir Neffel, a different kind of orchestra. It was a bigger orchestra at that, for this particular sessions, I remember. It was basically, I was thrown in the studio with Maestro Mariner, and we had no rehearsal or concert. I just went in there and they turned on the red light and said play. So not exactly ideal as far as getting it to exactly the way I wanted. In fact, at that time, I don't think I knew, certainly didn't know what I wanted quite the way I do now after so many years of performing it. So that's why I was really ready to do it again. But it is kind of sweet for me, you know, that it's kind of gone full circle 30 years later, the same piece, same orchestra, except for most of them are not with the orchestra anymore. But there are a few left over that remember those sessions, and so it's kind of neat to come around and now as music director do it again.
I think it's always kind of neat, you know, you've recorded Mendelssohn a couple of times now, and now the Bruch, that it's nice to do these, because you're not the same kid you were 30 years ago, and certainly even different fiddles to record on. So right. I imagine, you know, that there's new things to say.
Absolutely. And actually, the Mendelssohn and Bruch, both sort of my first recording, you know, suffered from that same, in my opinion, you know, from that same sort of bit of rushed, you know, way of throwing it together. But it's a learning experience. And I re-recorded the Mendelssohn many years later with Roger Norrington conducting. And also I added my own cadenza for it. So, and in this case, now I'm directing the Bruch and it's a whole new experience. And yeah, you grow with, that's the thing is, you know, in this classical music world, you're playing sometimes the same pieces for decades. But yet you have to keep rediscovering them, and there's so much room for rediscovery because there's so much depth. I mean, these are some of the most you know, we get to play the most genius, we get to delve into the most genius minds that have, you know, ever been on the planet. So, you know, from Bruch to Brahms to Beethoven, I mean, there's just it's endless how much you can dig into them.
I guess I didn't asking, you've got a busy summer. I know you're going to be in Colorado, going to be close to us in Chicago with Ravinia, and on the 13th playing down in Bloomington. Is it fun to get back to your hometown?
Oh, yeah, of course. I love visiting home. I get to play at IU. Go IU. Sorry, Purdue. I had many memories growing up, going to the football games with my dad and the old Oak and Bucket games and always losing. It's Indiana's always my home, and always happy to go. I have also nice memories of performing at Purdue as well, going all the way back to, I think, 1984, I think, was the first time I might have played a recital there, if I recall. But yeah, so all my best to everyone in Indiana.
Well, congratulations on this. We're looking forward to so much more and appreciate you talking today.
Thank you so much, John. Bye-bye.